Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that Florida's public universities will reopen in the fall. State higher education leaders made the announcement today. Specifics will be discussed at the State University Systems Board of Governors meeting May 28th. Meanwhile, K-12 students are wrapping up this academic year online. There has not been an official decision about whether students will return to classrooms in the fall. If they do, state education leaders are trying to figure out what that will look like. State Board of Education Vice Chair Marva Johnson questions how students will remain socially distant while on campus.
Are we looking at split learning days where, you know, maybe some students are in the classroom in the morning and some in the afternoon? Are we looking at staggered days?
The board recently heard a presentation that included possibly extending the school week to include Saturdays if student attendance has to be staggered. According to the Florida Department of Health website updated this morning, there are now more than 46,400 people who have tested positive for coronavirus. 1,997 people have died in Florida. More than 8,300 people are hospitalized. That's a number that continues to grow. There are almost certainly more cases because not everyone is tested. Governor DeSantis says the recent rise in coronavirus cases does not necessarily mean the virus is spreading more. DeSantis spoke about the issue today after test results released Saturday showed more than 1,000 new cases of the virus.
When you see numbers in any county kind of go out of what they've been trending, it's usually a data dump with backlog tests, a prison outbreak, nursing home, or sometimes we'll have new test sites that pop up and then you see a surge and then it dies down.
DeSantis says if positive cases of the virus increase, people should look behind the numbers and find the cause for the rise in results. Today, Florida entered its full phase one reopening of the economy, which includes gyms. Walt Disney World is preparing to allow some third-party shops and restaurants to open at its entertainment complex later this week. It has posted a warning on the website for Disney Springs that says while enhanced safety measures are being taken, there's an inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 in any public place where people are present. Governor DeSantis is commenting after Advent Health announced tens of thousands of Floridians' COVID-19 tests had unreliable results. Abe Abaraya reports the governor says the tests were processed in a lab in Texas.
Advent Health over the weekend announced that the results of more than 35,000 COVID-19 tests performed by an unnamed third-party lab are unreliable. That includes 25,000 collected in Central Florida. Officials say that overall, more than 658,000 people in Florida have been tested for COVID-19. Speaking in Orlando, DeSantis says the Texas lab was improperly storing the samples.
But that company was actually one that Florida looked to potentially do business with. We never sent them any tests, but obviously after that, we're not going to be doing business with them.
That's not the only testing issue in Florida. Separately, more than 500 positive results were confirmed over the weekend in South Florida. DeSantis says more than 400 test results were backlog cases going back more than 3 weeks. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.
Congressional Democrats say the State Department Inspector General, whom President Trump fired last week, was investigating possible impropriety in a massive arms sale to Saudi Arabia last year. It adds new questions to the watchdog's abrupt dismissal. Apart from suggestions, the agency's independent watchdog was looking into allegations that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may have improperly ordered staff to run personal errands. Democrats said today they believe ousted IG Steve Linick was probing the administration's override of congressional objections to push through a $7 billion Saudi arms sale. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight it'll be breezy with more thunderstorms likely this evening and a chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.